Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, share sponsor for the schus of the return of all hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Beis in the Oiz V'Adar edition, starting the 21st parak of Maseches Shabbos. These last four prokim of the Masechta, from the 21st parak until the 24th parak, there's no Gemara Yerushalmi on it, it's only Mishnayos. Some of these Mishnayos were discussed earlier in the Masechta. So look at the Mishnah. One could carry a son, and the son is holding on to a stone. Or a basket that has a stone in it. And the reason is that the child and the basket don't become a basis to the stone. As we saw earlier in the Masechta, the Beis Rabbi, they hold it does become basis. And we talk about that there's another thing in the basket. The basket has both a stone and food. And by the child, we're talking that the stone is a type of thing that he's doing for refuah, and that's where he could carry the son with it. One could carry truma tmeo if it's together with truma tehoyu or achulin. Truma tmeo on its own, you can't because it's muktzeh. If you have a truma that fell into chulin, and it fell to 100 chulin, so it's all mutter, but you have to remove one connected to truma. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Why are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? So the more I explained before, the Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Eliezer that says that whatever you take out is considered to be that this is in lieu of the truma that fell in. So as it's as if the truma is nikur. It's as if it's clear this is the truma. It's not considered to be a mix-up. So therefore, it's not considered to be a tikkun, and you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Halacha beis of the Mishnah, even shal pi achovis. If you have a stone on top of a barrel, matel tzidu v'inufilis. You can't pick up the stone; it's mukta, but you could tilt the barrel and let the stone fall. Hoyso ben achavios. If the barrel is among other barrels, and he can't tilt it on the side because he's going to break the barrels, magbio matel tzidu v'inufilis. So pick it up and then tilt it on the side and let the stone fall. But again, not pick up the stone directly. Mor shal gabe shal akar. Money on top of a pillow. So he shakes the pillow and the money falls off. If there's a little dirt on the pillow, he could clean it up with a cloth. As long as it doesn't use water, it's fine. But if it's made out of leather, the pillow, then he could put water on it because with leather, putting water on it is not considered to be kibus, and therefore it's mutter only with leather. Halacha Gimel Zok Demishto. Vesila say you can remove from the table bones and shells. Why? Because Vesila hold that there's no din mukte, and even though when something is completely not usable, you can't move it. Even according to Mandorma that holds that there is no mukte, but this is roi l'machal beima. Animals can eat it. So therefore, if you hold no mukte and there's something to do with the food, so it's allowed. So these. The dirt left on the table, according to Basil, you can pick it up. You pick up the entire table, the entire platform of the table, and let everything fall to the floor, but don't pick it up, because according to Bacham, it's a muktzeh. One can remove from the table crumbs which are less than kazais, even though it's not kazais, it's not a food, but it's considered to be not muktzeh, and he can do it with his hands. V'seir shalafunim v'shaladashim. And pods of chickpea and lentils you can pick up as well. Mibnei shu macha beim, it's macha beimo, and it's allowed. Sfoik, a sponge. Im yesh lo oir besachiza, if there is a thick skin, a leather on it, he can hold his hand on it to it without squeezing it. Mekar chibur, he can clean with it. And even though maybe there'll be some squeezy coming out, it's dovah shere miskafen. Fim lav, if there's nothing thicker to hold on to it, because it becomes dava, which is a psik ratio, clearly he will do schito, clearly he will squeeze. I'm not coming to argue. I'm just saying, if you don't squeeze it, just move it from place to place, you could do that. And even though the gabi tumo is not considered to be a kli, it's not a vessel, the gabi Shabbos, it is considered to be a vessel that you're allowed to move on Shabbos. Hadun Aloch, the 21st prayer of Masechet Shabbos, Hadronach Perek Hanoitel, Hadronach Perek Hanoitel, Be'ezer Hashem. We're holding now in Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis. We're starting the 22nd Perek of Maseches Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Chovis Shenishbur. You have a barrel that broke, and there's in there, there is content that you can come and use. So Matzil Mimena Mazun Shor Sudus. He could save from it enough to eat for three meals, but not more. because he may come to fix the barrel if you let him to be busy with it. And he can tell others also to come and say for them. And here the Reb Chaim quotes the Pharisee Saul that says, for others, they're not owners of the barrel, they could save even more than three meals. Ubilvat shelo yisafik. He should not put a sponge to receive the wine because he may come to squeeze it and come to schito. One cannot squeeze fruits in order to take the juice out of it. That's a problem of disho, of schito, which is a tilde of disho. That's the melocha of threshing. If the juices came out on their own, it's asur. Why? Gzeira, maybe someone come to squeeze. Rabbi Yoimer depends. If it's meant for food, the fruits, he doesn't want the juice to come out of it. So if it came out on its own, it's allowed, because he won't come to squeeze it. He's not interested in the juice. But if these fruits are meant for juice, then it's asur. Shabbos. Honeycombs that were crushed before Shabbos, and the honey came out on their own, asurim. The reason why Rishi is matir, because here you don't squeeze them, and there's no, and it comes on its own, it's mutter. According to Rabban, it's also because he may come to crush them. Halacha beizog the Mishnah called Sheba b'cham ivni Shabbos, shoyim sur b'cham ivni Shabbos. Something that was already in heat, that was cooked before Shabbos, you're allowed to put it in something warm on Shabbos, because ain't bishoach habisho. Once it was cooked, it's already cooked. If it wasn't cooked before Shabbos, you can pour in it water, hot water on Shabbos. And as the Bavli explains, according to one man Dalmar, you pour in it from a kli sheni. Chutz, with the following exceptions, different type of fish. Hamelia chayoshon, it's a large salted fish. V'dogi meluchu k'tanim, small salted fish. V'kulyas ha'ispanon, and this fish that comes from Spain. Shadachosom zoig marmalachtom, when you wash them in hot water, that's the way to cook them. And therefore, even putting hot water on them is asur. One could break the barrel in order to take out of it figs. As long as he's not intending to make a kli out of the barrel, he's just trying to get to open it to get to the food. You don't make a hole in the seal of a barrel, because then you're creating an opening. If it's creating a pesach, he's doing a kli. Because that's not the normal way of making the opening in the barrel. But everybody agrees, loy kavenu mitzido, don't make the hole in the side, because that is a normal opening. Imoiso nekuva, there is already a hole. Loy tena le'ashavi, should not put on it wax. They used to put wax there to make the hole smaller. Because then he's going to come, he's going to spread the wax, and it's a problem of miruach. It came from Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Orav, it says to spread the wax is a problem of isur chatos, isur deraiso. And that is the melacha of memachik. Sok the mishnah aloche dalit. Noisteim tavshil tochabor b'shul shia shomer. One can put a tavshil in the pit in order for it to be kept, to be not to get too hot. And there's no chashash, maybe he's going to come to straighten the floor beneath the pot. V'samayim ayofim baroyim. One can put clean water into dirty water b'shvil shiitzonu in order for the water to cool off. One can put even cold water into hot water in order for the cold water to warm up. Someone that got wet and his clothes are full of water, you can walk with them, they didn't tell him to take it off, and then the people are going to think that he washed him. But once he came to the outer courtyard of the city, he puts it in the sun in order to dry. Not in front of other people, because of chashash, they're going to think he washed the clothing. And the chiddush of this mishnah holds that we don't say that anything which is usur in public is also b'chad yuchadorim, because here it's something you're not allowed to do in public, but you're allowed to do it on your own. Halokha ezok the mishnah. Haroichetz b'mei me'orov v'mei tveryo. Someone who bathes in cave water, even meitver, which is hot, once they allowed it, mistabek afil be'esel lanetiyos, and even if he dried himself with 10 towels, meaning every towel has very little bit of water in it, lo yivim b'od, he's not bringing with him, even we're not talking about a problem of an eruv, but the problem is, he may come to squeeze the water out of the towels. Aval asor b'nei odom, if there's 10 people, mistabekim b'lanetiyos achas, they're using one towel, p'neim yedem v'aglan, the entire body, meaning it's fully soaked with water, they can bring it. There's no chashash, he's going to squeeze because they're going to remind each other. Sokin umimashmashim bibnei me'ayim. One could put oil and rub on his stomach, and even though he's doing it for refuah purposes, it doesn't look like refuah necessarily. Avaloi misamlim, either pshat is to go and rub it very hard, or it means to do exercise. Veloi misgaidim, one cannot scrape himself, and according to the pshat we mentioned before, it means to put the oil by scraping. And yurdin lepilumo. Pilumo is an area with water that beneath it there's mud, and a person can easily fall and get dirty. And his clothes may fill with water, and he's going to come to schito. So he's not allowed to get to that area at all on Shabbos. Ve'ein oisim apiktapizim Shabbos, or different girsos apiktoizin, which is a specific thing that people use for refuah in order to vomit. Ve'ein me'atzvim esakoton is to strain the limbs of a baby that was born. Ve'lo me'chzir esashever, you don't fix a broken bone, which means a bone that went out of its place. Mishenifriko yodo your ragler, one who dislocated his hand or his leg. Lo yitrifem betzoinen, he should not wash it with a lot of water, because that's clear he's doing for refuah. But he washes himself as he usually does, and if that healed him, that's okay, as long as he does and not that it's clear he's doing for refuah. This is the end of this 22nd parak of Masechet Shabbos. Hadron Allah Chovis, Hadron Chovis, Beis Hashem. And with this we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Beis.